This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Dave, and he had purchased a greenhouse for his son. He was asking in regards to the, you know, what we should do first, a floor. And then the bigger question was what direction should we be putting the greenhouse in? Now, so there's a few things. So the best direction to place your greenhouse would be going from north to south rather than east to west, right? So north to south is the best way for it. Now, there's a couple factors we look at. You know, are you putting it on is it a property where the house is, right? So if it is, we want to find the south side of the house and place it on that side if possible, right? So if we can put, you look at the house, you find where north is, put it on the south side. If you can't put it on the south side, the next best place is to put it on the east side of the house. Okay, so it's not just about the north to south. It's about where else within the property it can go. Now, on top of that, we have some things to consider. It's not just the directions, right? We look at where the tree structure is. How, are the trees evergreen or are they deciduous? Now, some of the idea here is if they are deciduous trees, at certain times of the year, during the hot summer, they might shade the structure a little bit to keep it cooler during that time. And then in the winter, the sunlight will come through, warm up the greenhouse a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
So there's something to also think. Or, depending upon the types of trees or bushes that are around it, the plastic could get covered in sap or leaves or honeydew, all those things. So you got to keep that in mind of how you place it. Now, one final thing is if there is a slope on that area, you got to realize that certain areas, the lower part of that slope, is where cold air is going to hit a little bit easier and it's more prone to frost. So you need to make sure it's a level area, not on an angle. There can be a little bit of that angle, like an inch for every 8 feet of the greenhouse. That's your basic drainage for it. But the idea is we don't want it to be on the side of a hill because the temperatures are going to fluctuate so much on that that you're not going to be able to consistently grow what you're looking to grow, right? So that's the other factor to look at.
But it will probably be on the east side of the house, but if more towards the southern part of the property.
Perfect. You're breaking up just a little bit, but I what you had said, you know, the east side of the house with some of that south-facing hitting it, which is perfect. That's what we're looking to do for that greenhouse. So I definitely appreciate the phone call to discuss that. If there was anything else we could help you out with, I just I couldn't hear you. I can kind of hear you again. So if there was anything else, feel free to chime in.
Okay. Thank you very much for your points. I appreciate it, and I'll implement them. Thank you very much.
All right, Dave. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, one of the other things I didn't even, you know, get into, I was just thinking about it as we were hanging up there, but, you know, how are you going to heat the greenhouse if you get a greenhouse? Is it going to be just natural? Is it going to be gas-powered? What's it going to be? Is it going to be part of the house, right? So those are other things to factor in on where you place it, is if you're going to, you know, have electric heat, maybe it's going to need to be closer to the house or you have electric plug put in. You know, just the type of heat will determine, you know, if it's gas heat for some reason, you got to be closer maybe to the road or where the gas comes into the home, right? So you're not building a huge, you know, gas line just to get there. So those are some other factors to be thinking about. You know, and then on top of it, what are you growing? You know, are you growing for pleasure? Are you growing for business? What are you doing? That's where some of the other options kind of come in, and you look at it and say, well, you know, I'm just a fun hobby greenhouse. That's what I'm looking to do. All right. You know, it's going to be a little bit smaller, but let's look at what we can do. I mentioned, using like gravel or pavers, you know, look into, if you're really looking to do it up and go crazy, right? Look at the heating system of, you know, the electric heat that can go underneath pavers, right? So that it can have that radiant heat coming from there, and as heat rises, goes right through the soil, right through the plants, right into the soil. So that's the other thing. Also want to start looking at types of tables that you're going to use. Are they going to be metal? Are they going to be pallets? Are they going to be, you know, water tables with like an ebb and flow table where the water can come in and then drain? You know, those are other things to be thinking about at the same time. So really, you know, the sky is the limit on some of these things. But the best idea is the, you know, north to south. So you can get the sun coming over in the morning, going over throughout the day, and then you're, you know, ending with the day. So pretty cool stuff. Pretty, you know, some info that you could use going forward. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And temperatures are warming up already comparatively. I'll tell you, my kids were looking at the thermometer saying, I didn't know it went that low. Well, thank goodness we weren't on Mount Washington. I don't know if any of you saw pictures of Mount Washington. There was a picture I saw about 2:30 in the afternoon on Friday with the wind chill and just what it was doing. Whew. That is just insane. But is what it is at this point. We didn't have to live it here. So our plants, let's start thinking about those. Let's start thinking about what we can be doing this spring and planning it out, because this is the time to do it. We've talked a lot already about seed starting, what to be thinking about, where to be going, know, it is that time. It's that time of year. Now, what else should we be doing in the month of February? Right? Well, we should be looking at planting some of those cold crops, like your broccoli, your kale, your spinach, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Those are the types that we need to be looking at doing soon, right? To get ready for spring, to be able to put them out when it's time to go. What else should we be doing? You know, today might be a good day after the cold weather to take a look at your plants. See if there's been any branches that hit them. See if there was any damage to any of your, you know, tree form, like hydrangeas, your tree form rosaceae, those types. See if there's any damage now so that you can protect them, so that, that the cut that happened or the break doesn't cause more damage, right? Where the wind could cause it to pull and rip at the bark. That's something we should be looking at right now and saying, can I do something to it? The answer is yes. Those are things you should be doing right now. So let's take a look at that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll discuss that. Plus more. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we were talking about right before the break what we could be doing outside, right? And one of those things that I mentioned was, you know, cleaning up some of the debris from this winter. I want to call it a storm, but there was no precipitation, so you don't kind of call it a storm, but you do, because of that wind damage that was out there. That wind chill was killing, but at the same time, you could hear some of those trees breaking. You could hear some of those issues. So what I want you to be looking at is taking a look at some of your plants that, you know, were understory trees. They're underneath some of where the branches could fall, and get that cleaned up today, you know, later in the day when it warms up a little bit. And if there are issues, right, if there are issues on the plant, make a cut so that the branching doesn't rip the bark off with it. That's what we need to keep an eye on, right? Because sometimes when damage is done and the branch is still hanging on to the plant itself, the wind or just general weight of the plant of the branch on top of the plant can start to rip where that break is. And that can do more damage than you looking at it right now, cleaning it up and making a cut, right? So that's something we really, really need to think about, because the damage could be, you know, getting worse, right? I know, it sounds a little crazy to say, all right, we got to do this now, but with the storm, the weather that we had, a lot of branches are out there. My backyard is littered with small branches. Something to, you know, clean up, get done so that I'm not worrying about it in the spring. but it's also not doing any further damage. Let's also look at some of the trees and say, I'm not sure that's going to make it going forward. If that's the case, might be time to, you know, call an arborist and say, hey, you know, can you come and take a look? This is what's going on. You know, be preemptive on something like this versus reacting when it's too late. So this is the time to be thinking about that and looking at that. Seeing, you know, one other thing, you know, just cosmetically to look at is say, look at where the drains were and see where it froze. You know, your downspouts. Did it freeze right there? Is there too much dirt around it? Did the water just kind of stick, ending up with the long term of breaking the downspout itself and then causing everything to back up and not work? So that's something to look at too. The other thing we could be thinking about is getting our tools ready, right? Maybe your garage is heated, so maybe it's a good time to be in there. If it's not, maybe not. But you get the idea, is getting in there, sharpening the blades of your pruners, sharpening the blades of your mower, right? We talked about that with Karen from Natural Alternative last week, that one of the huge things was mowing, getting your mower blade sharpened. And I posted up on our Facebook page why it was important. There's a YouTube video on why it's important. It's not very long, but it is important to read, to watch. Excuse me. It's going to tell you some of the major reasons behind it. Because we want clean cuts on the blades of grass. Ripping cuts is the same thing as we were talking about if there's damage from trees right now on some of the branches on your lower trees. It can rip and cause issues where pathogens can get into it easier, right? So these are all things that we can do today to benefit us for the spring. The spring's around the corner, and we want to be ready for it. So keep an eye on it. In the meantime, if you have some questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Representative Jim Himes, a Democrat from Connecticut and the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, blasted his Republican colleagues on Friday for demanding that Chinese surveillance balloon be shot down over the U.S. Himes, however, praised the military for how they handled it.
It was just a textbook operation on how to do this smart, right? The military tracked it. The military determined it was not a weapons platform, which, of course, would have been a whole other kettle of fish. The military and others were able to observe it, see its capabilities.
A New York middle school apologizing after serving students with a meal on the first day of Black History Month that was deemed culturally insensitive. Administrators at Nyack Middle School say the hot lunch menu was changed by Aramark, the vendor, without their knowledge, to include chicken and waffles with a watermelon dessert. Both Aramark and the school will be taking part in sensitivity training. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started, really. We're only an hour and a half into the show. We've been talking about a lot of things, and really, we're thinking spring. We're getting ready for that next season because it's on the horizon. It's right in our grasp, and we want to be able to enjoy it. So that's what we're discussing today, as the time permits us to. Number of other things you can be thinking about right now. We talked about getting out there today because of the way the temperatures are, right? The temperatures are warming up. Let's go assess some of the possible damage that could have happened from the storm. Again, these are all things that just checking them out now is going to only benefit the longevity of your plants, right? I know it's cold out, or it's, a bit colder than it has been, but getting out there today when it's going to warm up to be close to 45, 50 is the time to really go take a look and say, all right, my plant has some damage. I need to do this now. So let's keep that in mind. Now, I had a question via email from Gail here saying, I love the show. Keep up the great work. You talked about adding compost to the lawn. What about adding peat moss? You can definitely use peat moss in the lawn. Definitely is something I have no problem with you doing. The one reason why I always kind of don't talk about it and push it too much is peat moss costs are honestly going through the roof. I mean, the pricing to purchase it is going to get higher and higher because there's been a shortage the past couple of years, right? And it just is getting worse. And then there's also more and more studies looking at it and saying, is this the best thing to be doing to the peat bogs, removing it? You know, is peat moss that great? Now, I'll leave that decision up to you on all of that. That's not on me. But based on costs, based on availability, I look at it and say, I wouldn't do it. It's not bad for the lawn. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying when it comes to the fact that I'm going to have to spend about $30 on a 3.8 bale of peat moss, when I used to be able to get it for like $15, that's not for me. So that's where I'm coming from. I'm also, again, you know, looking at what it does and how long it takes to come back, if you will. So peat moss, good thing for the lawn, but do you need to do it? Not necessarily. Now, another question here was, how can I get rid of bent grass in my lawn? Tried using Tenacity and had mixed results. Had someone come in and rip it out and replanted, but it's still around. So Tenacity is a pre and post emergent, right? It is a pretty heavy-duty herbicide, right? That can kill when it's growing and prevent it on some others. On bent grass, it is a pre and post emergent, right? It's that unique benefit of both there. It's not just bent grass that it kills. It kills a number of broadleaf weeds as well. So I would be using this product multiple times, right? It's not just about a one and done. It's not just about like spraying when it's there. You want to use it during the growing season. But you also, if you're using it as a pre-emergent, it's the fall and then the early spring. But if you're using that as a post-emergent, it's right when they're young, right? So they're just starting to get growing. And then using it again 2 to 3 weeks later. So Tenacity is a strong product. But it's how you use it and when you use it. So keep that in mind. You know, some of the bent grass is going to still be there because maybe it was deeper in the soil when they ripped everything out. Maybe it wasn't. You know, you got to keep in mind that there are other factors. Just by ripping something out doesn't eradicate something 100%. There's going to be something left behind. So Tenacity is a good product to use just depending upon what you're using it for, when you're using it for as a pre or a post, and going from there. Now, another question is, they have bittercrest in a flower bed and spread to the lawn. How do you get rid of it? They were told to hand pull it, which they did, but it appears to have still spread. Also, it was told to treat in August, not spring. So, bittercrest, right, is probably something that you've seen out there a lot of times. And it's something that can be easily controlled with a triclopyr or a 2,4-D. This can also be used as a pre-emergent, right? This is something that you could use. This is that one that kind of looks like when it's small. The leaves are almost close. It almost looks like three leaf, like it almost looks like a clover, but it's three. It's too spread out, right? But when it's really tight and small, that's where you're looking at it and saying, oh, it could be this. It's also got those runners that shoot out all over the place, right? They love the spring. They love cool, moist soil. Especially, you know, the early spring rains. Love it. So that's something, you know, you got to keep in mind. They say, you know, that the email stated, also I was told to treat in August, not spring. Well, the weed's active in the spring. So early control is the way to go to try and prevent it from growing and going crazy all over your yard. So you're looking at a post-emergent, not a pre-emergent on this one. Because the post-emergent is going to kill down to the root and get stronger and just be better for you, right? Better for the plant to kill it. That's what we're looking to do in this case. It's not better for you. It's a chemical, right? But as I said, triclopyr, which is the active ingredient, 2,4-D, those are options for you. Now, if you're looking in, you know, those are the chemical versions of killing it. And they're both post-emergent, so that means after they've come out, they've started to grow, and they're growing. So spring, once they're starting to grow, is the way to go, in my opinion. Now, for the product, like a triclopyr would be in a, I believe it's in a chickweed, clover oxalis. No, that is the camelum salt. I'm trying to think the active, where it would be. I think it actually, it's a weed killer, obviously. I can't think of which one it is at the moment. But we're looking for that or a 2,4-D, product, a dicamba product. So Weed Beater Ultra has some of the dicamba in it. But we're looking for triclopyr is, one of the best, in my opinion. I've used it. You also, it's one of those products where, you know, you do it once, but you're going to have to do it again. It's not just a one and done. And that's the thing about a lot of these tougher weeds, is they're not just a one and done spray. Because you're spraying it, but what about the products that's underneath it that are the seeds that are underneath it that aren't growing already, right? That's something to take a look at. It really is huge to think that way, where it's not just a one and done. So now you'd be using like a brush killer, right? Brush killers, a lot of the brush killers will have, it won't harm grass that's around it, right? It won't harm the growing grasses below it. So just keep that in mind as well, as you're doing this. It kills the roots. It kills to the roots, excuse me. It doesn't kill the growing around it. So triclopyr is the active ingredient that would be on the bottle. And take a look at the different products out there. Depending upon who you want to use, that's up to you. Sky's the limit. So hopefully that helps, Gail, on some of those questions that you had. Now, for everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're getting close to the 8 o'clock hour, so we're almost halfway through the show. We're doing what we can to help you out. You know, do what we can to get you growing, get you going for the season. So we're getting to the time frame where, you know, I talked about it, getting to plant some coal crops, getting those done. You could even start some of the, you know, some vegetables right now. Like an example of lettuce, right? All the different types of lettuce can be grown indoors in a windowsill. but they grow quickly. They're not something that takes forever to grow that we're waiting to put outside. This is something that we'll be able to do today, and within like 30 days, have some lettuce growing. So just keep that in mind. There are some things you can do now. You can do plenty of different things indoors. It just depends on the space that you have. So another thing to be keeping an eye out and looking at, you know, different houseplants that are out there right now. There's tons of houseplants that you could be looking at that don't need a lot of work at this point. You know, houseplants, they like to be dormant during the winter months. So what? Might as well get them, get used to taking care of them in the house very easily, and then grow from there. So, just some food for thought. If you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with their new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNFood.com. GCNFood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I had a question in regards to cabbage moth, right, via email saying, how can I do this in order to eradicate it, get rid of it, right? Well, it's a couple different things, right? We can look at it and say, we can pick the worms off by hand. Okay, that's going to take some time. You can run around chasing the moths. Right? You could also try attracting some of the songbirds to the garden, right? To get them so they're looking to feed off of the caterpillar while the caterpillar's there. You can also try some companion plants, right? These are actually believed to keep the cabbage moth away. Those companion plants, something along the lines of thyme, marigold, tomatoes, peppermint, wormwood, right? Those are believed to keep cabbage worm away. So that's one, right? That's one thing to be looking at. You can also look at planting what they consider a trap crop. So planting one of the varieties that the pest likes the most, right? You probably noticed it based on, what you've seen. But one of them is going to be more, it's more prone to it. So you plant that one. So it goes to that versus the ones that you want. Maybe it's planting it on the opposite end of the garden, right? That's an option. One other thing to really look at is crop rotation, right? Crop rotation is huge. Moving it in other areas, trying someplace else, working on it. The other thing, and it's a little too late at this point, but for next season, is using some sort of cover crop in the garden, right? The cover crop can actually add more nutrients to the soil, help the soil stay a little bit healthier, meaning it's less susceptible to it. You could also use a row cover in the spring, right? Just cover them. It's like a cheesecloth type. Right over the top, what it does is that you put it over the top of them right after you plant them, and once you get them in the ground, right? Not if you were planting today. And then it's over it, and the cabbage moths can't actually plant, get to the plant or lay their eggs on there. So that's one other thought. Now, for a killer, when you're seeing the moth, you could actually use an organic product, the BT, so Bacillus thuringiensis. It might show up at a garden center called BT, or it might just be Thuricide. Those are the ones we're looking for. You get them when they're young, right? When they're in their second, third, and star. So they're very small, but if you've had cabbage moth, you know what you're looking for, and you're seeing it early, and you want to get it done. So it's just as you're starting to see some of the leaves really tending to form. Another thing would be to look at like a neem oil to be using. So that those are a few options on what to do with cabbage moth. But I think if you've had it, the easiest one right would be a row cover. Covering it early, covering everything. It's like a cheesecloth, but you can see through it. The sun gets through it. It doesn't affect it, but it keeps everything, those insects, off. It also can actually help, you know, from the small, you know, squirrels, chipmunks, rabbits, all those things. The only downfall is the pollinators won't be able to get to it. So that's, you know, you got to weigh the benefits. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.